Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, octopus and octopus eye.
I like both of you,
each other. Octopus eye.
No, it's octopi.
It's both of you. Yeah, octopus eye. That's what I said. Octopus eye. I'd like to welcome you to another wonderful, great, amazing, bigly installment of Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas. I'm a Libra. I love French sunflower seeds, and I'm accepting all Christmas gifts sent to my post office. I'd like to introduce my amazing partners in this journey. I would like to like to let them introduce themselves as usual. Hey guys, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I thought since you were atheist, so why are you accepting Christmas gifts?
Well, me and Jesus have been in tight negotiations about potential merger. So I don't want anything to break that up.
A potential merger?
Yeah, merger. Yeah, potential merger.
Okay.
Merger of what?
We'll talk about that later. But anyway, I go by the black Pavarotti, better known as DP. All I can say is that I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, let's just say that they got a little freaky. They got real freaky in 1970 something behind the stage. At the Opera House, it went down, and now here I am. Hey, me and Luciano Pavarotti, which is a great Italiano opera singer, we have a lot of common, so hence the name Black Pavarotti. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You done now?
That was it.
Okay. I was in check-in, and I am Danny. I am the hippie of the crew. I love all and want all to love each other and be one and puff one. So, yeah.
Okay, Danny, give us a little bit more of your story. I want to hear more.
I need a little bit more.
Well, I need more.
There you go. You need more. What do you need? What else do you need? I am
Talk
a jackie of all
one
trades.
With the ocean.
Oh, I do love to be one with the ocean.
And what is your hair today?
My hair is in a hat today.
Okay. I'll take that. And together we are Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long. And all day strong continue to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call if you want to jump in to the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. Life and Shit, we are all over the place. Just Google us, baby. Email address if you want to just say what's happening, what's going on, what you do, what it was. You can do that at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's LIFEANDHYT @gmail.com. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter at Life and Shit. That's LIFEANDSHYT. And yeah, hit us up on Twitter. And Nas, where else can they hit us at?
You can find us in the club, bottle full of butt. No, no, my bad. You can find us on you can find us on Facebook, Life Shit Radio. We will have the chat room open back up in a few days here. I got some technical issues that I'm working out as far as my laptop and so on and so forth. So give me a minute on that. It's probably going to be in between me getting drunk and working out the problem. Maybe a little longer than usual, but I'll get it done. Trust me. Good. I fix shit. What I do.
Hey. That's what he does.
That's what he does. What he does. What he does. And also, you know, before we get started into anything, just want to give a quick little shout out to all of our listeners abroad and all over the U.S. and all that good stuff. You know, I'm trying to find my little list here that I had. Maybe I'll have to wait till the end of the show to do it, which it looks like I probably will have to do that. So, right now,
we are saying
it's about that time. Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. Ah, ah, chicken wing report.
Chicken wing report.
Chicken wing report.
Chicken wing report. Chicken
wing report.
Lemon pepper.
Making America great again, one chicken at a time.
Oh my goodness.
So my homie man, my left hand man, my guy 50 Gram, this bullshit. Apparently there has been some kind of beef, I guess, over the remains of the one and only Charles I Killed Everybody Manson, but I didn't really kill everybody. I think they're actually auctioning his teeth. Yeah, they're fighting over the body. Some kind of way they got his dentures, and I think those are up for auction right now, currently. You can buy Charles Manson's teeth. I'm not really sure what you would do with them, but maybe you frame them.
Oh, my God.
I really don't know what to do with the shelf. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
They have made this man a martyr. Oh, my God. That's
yeah.
not hot. That's not what's hot in the
yeah,
studio.
But they started working on his biopic. Apparently, he's getting a movie.
Are you serious with this, man?
Yeah,
oh
man.
Goodness.
Charles Manson's getting a fucking movie. He's getting a movie. Yep. I forgot. Some rock star dude is, like, financing the whole deal. And if I'm not mistaken, what's that weird dude who's always doing the Quentin Tarantino? I think he has something to do with it as well.
Oh, my
yep.
goodness.
So, we'll have
it'll probably break out in all the movie theaters across the country.
I'm just done.
That's how twisted this world is at this current moment
of
in 2017.
All the you can spend your money on to promote and to put out into the world, that is what you're choosing to spend your money on. Wow.
I mean, I guess that. I mean, would that be cool to have Charles Manson teeth at your house?
No.
Is that like,
no. I'm
yeah,
good.
I guess in some type of weird type of way, like, you know, you have a glass case or something, and you can be like, yeah, those are Marilyn Manson's teeth. I mean, Charles Manson's teeth.
No, I'm sorry, I ain't going. No, what you need his teeth for?
It's weird. It's a
baller.
Lot of weird
I mean,
people in the world,
baller.
Danny.
That's baller.
There's a lot of weird people in the world.
How is that baller?
Yeah. You got Charles Manson teeth in your house. That's kind of baller. It's a little baller. It's not like
he was a notorious murderer.
I ain't going.
So yeah. How is that baller?
I ain't going. I'm sorry. No. No, I ain't going.
I mean, those are famous. I'm not endorsing what he did. I'm just saying, like, if I had a chance to buy Adolf Hitler's hat, I probably would buy it. Because that's just, I got Hitler's hat in my house. That's kind of, it's like history, you know? Is that weird?
I still ain't going. no. I'm not going.
I think the bids are starting at $150,000. So anybody who has pair of $150K under the mattress, get in where you fit in, man.
If you got an extra spare $150K, call me. Believe me, I got some shit we can do with it.
You can buy a seat with it. I just told you what you can do with it.
Call me.
You can buy teeth.
No, trust me. I got some worthwhile to make a difference in this world type stuff. How about that?
So, buying teeth isn't on your list of things, too.
No,
you know what I got to say about that? I just got one thing to say.
No. No. Hell no. 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 I refuse. No.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
That's a little weird, dude. I mean, it's in some circles though. That, like you said, that would probably be baller. But I can't get with that. Having a dead man, serial murderer, teeth in my living room, some shit in a glass case. No.
I'm good.
So apparently, Omarosa went full crazy. She got fired from her. I mean, it's conflicting reports. She said nothing happened. Of course, she would say that, but apparently, she went full blast crazy, started pulling fire alarms in the White House, tried to storm Trump's residency, and it just got a little messy. They said they had to remove her from the ground. She said none of that happened, but she did give an interview on the Today Show a few days ago. And she told Michael Strahan that she, being the only African-American woman working in the White House, was privy to some shit that changed her fundamentally. I do see one of the things that she stated was that General Kelly told her no black people were to be allowed at the Trump Christmas party in the White House. So we'll see how that plays out.
Wait. Rewind that.
Any darkies in the White House.
You're talking about Omarosa?
Omarosa, the black woman we traded away a long time ago. She's no longer with us. She's with traded her for I think a box of rocks or something. I forgot what it was. No longer with us.
She was on The Apprentice. She was like one of the stars of the Donald Trump's Apprentice show. Wow.
Yeah.
So he said he didn't want any blacks allowed at his Christmas party. Are you serious? Like really?
They said General Kelly said it, which is his chief of staff. So, you know, that's what the word on the street is.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's all I can say is that, you know, Lord help us, because, you know, in dealing with that, and I don't even want to go political with it, but it's just like, it's a Christmas party, man. What normally happens at a Christmas party, especially when it's a work Christmas party, most of the time people are coming there to socialize, but they, for the main reason, are coming to get smashed on as much free alcohol as possible. So
yeah.
What does race and color have to do with anything here? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know, man. She said she was writing a book on it, and she would get more detail. I guess she can't really talk about it because she's still employed by the White House until January the 20th. Eminem just dropped a new album.
Okay, so we done talking about her now?
Yeah, we're done. It's all over.
Okay, cool.
I can only spend so much time talking about Coon. I mean, Omarosa. Coonarosa, Omarosa.
There you go.
Soft shoe.
Next.
Oh, yep. Shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
There's a new trend going on inside of Atlanta strip club. Some guys may like it. Some may not. apparently these dudes are now walking up to strippers on stage and eating the booty like groceries. Right there. Right there. All in.
Wow. Wow.
The hell?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Nasty on all levels.
I want to talk to y'all. I got to have a serious conversation with y'all down here. Listen, some people like eat booty. That's their thing. I'm not here to judge. I don't have a robe or a gown. If you're going to eat some booty, try to make sure it's not, one, stripper booty, and two, try to make sure it's not stripper booty on a stage where people have camera phones and what kind of ways to record you and put you on social media blast. That's just my opinion. Going to eat some booty in a hotel? Eat away, my friend. Eat hearty.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are deep inside the Chicken Wing Report, where Nas just gives you all the crazy, insane, but true stories of the week. Phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 to give us a phone call if you just want to say, hey, what's happening? What's going on? Life and shit all up in your eardrums. You can definitely do that. The email, if you want to just send a comment or you have some show topics you think we should talk about, if you want to just hear what our take is on certain topics, the email address is lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com. Just Google us, baby. We are all over the net. Just put us into the Google search, and we will pop up and be the first thing that you see there. Just click on the link and definitely subscribe, and you'll see that we will continue to bring you nothing but the real. That's Life and Shit Radio. Where else can they find us, Nas?
You can find us on Facebook, Life and Shit Radio. We're always there. I'm actually opening up the chat room again. I'll give you more, maybe another show or two before I get that rolling. So you guys can chit chat, put us live and direct. You can tell us to go fuck ourselves, or we're doing a really good show. Either one.
Or you can break up like Nas is doing right now, and yeah.
I know, Nas. I heard like half of what you just said.
Right.
Oh, wait, I was breaking up?
You know what? Yeah, I knew you were breaking up a little bit. But I wanna just take a small pause for the call and start the show off. And since we are deep inside of Chicken Wing Report and continue to just give you nothing but the real, but I want to start this off right. So give me a second. Listen to this. If I can find it.
I'd be scared right now.
Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on. First I wanna thank God for some blood running warm in my veins.
crazy, insane topics deep inside the Chicken Wing Report with Nazir, aka King Nas, DKA Nas the Great. Crazy and insane stories, but true. He continues to bring you nothing but the real, as we do on Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 to jump into the conversation. We are deep inside the Chicken Wing Report with Nas.
That's all I got. Hey guys, I'm fan out.
No more chicken for
chicken. No more chicken.
Awesome.
No more Asian chicken. No more Asian chicken.
Ah, damn.
Man, that chicken is on point, though.
Is that racist again? Is that racist again? I try not to be.
Yeah, you kind of just go there for some reason. I don't know. You know what's going on.
Making America great again.
If you continue to do that, this is what's going to happen.
Shut up, Chip, or I'll go ape shit on your ass.
Uh-oh. Damn.
I'm just saying.
We are in the.
You better watch out.
We are in the process.
They watching you, bro.
We're in the process of making America great again, so.
Did you say we're in the process of making America great again?
America great again, yeah. We're doing that. It's happening.
I just said America. I was about to say, what's America?
Got him! Got him!
You stupid as hell.
Anyway, in other news, so going on to our topic today, we've been on a series where we've been just talking about different relationship issues and different things that are going on in and around the realm of relationships. Everybody has a relationship. Everybody wants a relationship if they don't have one. And there's a lot of different variables that go along with being in a relationship, because relationship is work, flat out. You know, whether you're married, boyfriend and girlfriend, in and out of a relationship, it's still a lot of work. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. In specifics, we're talking about a scenario where she makes about $15,000 a year, and he makes $60,000 a year. They live together. The rent and bills are about $3,500 a month. And she says, you know what, babe? I want you to take the wheel, and I want you to pay for all of it. Is she right or wrong? We'll jump into that discussion. Also, we'll talk about, man, it's the last month of 2017. We're getting ready to celebrate the new year, going into 2018. Are you going to keep your relationship strong? Do you have a relationship that's strong? Or are you in one of those toxic relationships? And what choices are you going to make right now? Are you going to continue to stay in a toxic relationship? Or are you going to do something new for the new year? I know a lot of people have like resolutions and different things that they want to do different. They want to lose weight. They want to make more money. They want to invent a new them. So that's what we'll talk about on tonight's show. So stay tuned on Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long, and we'll definitely discuss what is going on with that. So to start off our first topic about her making $15,000 and him making $60,000, do you really think that he should pay for it all? Should he take care of all of that? Should he say, "Bae, it's all right, I got you"?
Okay, the first question is misleading, but I'm with it anyway. Okay, so
why do you say that?
because I feel like you're making a valid point, but I can't hear nothing you're saying.
Okay, so can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
So your question is she wrong to want him to pay all bills considering he makes three times or more than she does?
Exactly.
The question is, she can be mad at whatever she wants to be mad at, or she don't have to be mad at. She can want what she wants. The question is he willing to do so? If
and that is that.
If he's willing to pay for it, then okay. It can't be mad if he doesn't want to pay for it. She sure can. She can go find her somebody who would be willing to pay for it. Or she can just talk to her, but she can pay for it himself.
Nas, did you hear any of that?
I didn't. It was kind of choppy.
Okay,
it sounded really important.
I just wanted to make sure we was both on the same page with that because I didn't hear nothing.
Hello.
But, I mean, we'll work out those technical difficulties.
Is this better?
That is better. 100% better. That is
okay,
great.
So
awesome.
What I said was it's not a matter of whether, you know, she should be mad or shouldn't be mad. She can be mad if she wants to. If he doesn't want to pay for it, he can be mad if he wants to because she doesn't want to pay for it or because she wants him to pay for it. It's not a matter of whether she can be mad or not. It's a matter of whether he's willing to pay for it. And if not, then she has a choice of either going to find someone who will pay for it or going to pay for it her damn self.
But remember, they live together, so...
Again, it's exactly what I just said. Honestly, because he makes more than three times what she makes, I don't see anything wrong with her wanting him to pay the bills. Considering she doesn't even make, like I said, she don't even make half of what he makes. So I don't see anything wrong with that. Now, if he doesn't want to, I don't see anything wrong with him not wanting to pay it either. It's a matter of choice.
First of all, if I gotta ask, what's your purpose? You have a serious problem. If you're just sitting here, if your purpose is just to sit here and to give me ass, that's not really a purpose. Like, if I got that kind of money, I just buy that.
But that wasn't a
but
part of the question. That wasn't a part of the question. The question was, she makes $15,000 a year. He makes what, $65,000 a year? Their bills come up to $3,500. Is it wrong for her to want him to pay all of the bills? No, it's not wrong for her to want him to pay all the bills, but it's also not wrong for him to be like, bitch, fuck you.
I think that's wrong, man. I think that's wrong as shit. I mean, relationship is supposed to be 50-50, not whoever makes the most pays the bills. I don't understand that. I mean, now, if we delegate certain bills, like I pay the light bill, you pay the cable bill, and we split the rent down the middle, I mean, we can negotiate something like that. But no, it's not just I'm going to pay all the shit because I make more money. What the fuck? No, I'm good on that. That's just not...
But there are some men that are okay with that. Then that's your choice. Like I said, there's nothing wrong for you to not want to pay it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. It's fuckers all over the... I mean, there's people all over the place that'll live that life. I just remain sucker free.
There you go.
So what do you say about the women that'll say, you know, I want a man to take care of me? And so she's like, you're going
to
pay for all of that.
You need to move back on with your dad.
You can want what you want. If you get it, more power to you. If you don't, then what?
And then, you know what I find funny? The women who do that, the women who say stuff like that, what I tend to find, are they sell themselves as a package deal. So you rolling up in my house, you got 25 kids, you got 19 baby daddies, ain't none of them doing shit, and you want me to pay for all the lights. These little niggas running around, leaving lights on in my house, let water run, busting windows out, lighting on my wall. You want me to pay for all of this while you just sit in the house eating bonbons all day, looking at Days of Our Lives. I don't think so. You're not clear to land. Please find another airport.
That's just one situation.
Well, I hate to say it. Not many women these days are single without kids.
That's a true statement, I would say.
I know. Another thing that I was going to say too. So we are jumping onto our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook, of course, if you type in Life and Shit and spell it how we spell it, LifeAndShyt. You'll see some of the comments that were made on there. I had one comment from an Othello Johnson. He says, yes, she is wrong. He will gross about $5,000 a month before taxes, which will end up being a net of approximately $3,750. This would leave him with $250 a month, while she makes $1,250 gross and $950 net after taxes. So he disagreed with that. Then we had Braxton. That called it, that commented, and he says if he moved her in, he knew what the finances were before they got to that point. He either cuts his lifestyle or gets rid of her broke ass.
Well,
and then we had a we had a female to comment. Her name is Melissa. She says, do it like me and my husband are. Wait, let me read that right. Do it like me and my husband. He makes way more than I do. And I pay the electric, water, and cable, Netflix, Hulu on my own phone bill, and he pay and her own phone bill. And he pays rent, gas, and the cars weekly, and buys groceries every week. And whatever else we need in the house works perfect for us. So, I mean, you have differences of opinion. You have differences of how people try to make it work. I guess it's just depending on, you know, what the dynamic is of your relationship and how you want to make it work.
And
if you want to make it work. What'd you say, Danny?
That all relationships is equally.
Yeah, you breaking up again.
I said all relationships are not created equally.
Meaning?
All relationships are not created equally. All relationships are not the same. You're not going to get the same response.
Man,
I'm just saying.
I would love to hear what she just said.
She said our relationships are not created equal. Our relationships are not the same.
They're not.
All I'm saying, guys, is remain sucker free. I'm holding a seminar in a couple of weeks. It'll be coming to a community center near you, where I can teach you how to remain sucker free. Don't do it.
Hey, we had another. He said remain sucker free. Just don't do it at all. Nah, what you saying?
Don't do it.
I mean,
don't
worry
do
about it.
I'm saying we come up with a game plan. You're paying this, I'm paying this, we splitting that, and we just stick to the script. I mean, it's 50-50. You can say all relationships. Now, if it's a position where you in a hardship spot, where you lost your job or whatever else, yeah, it is what it is. But you're not going to sit up here and tell me because you make X amount of money more, X amount of dollars more, you got to pay 90% of the workload. No, not going.
Yeah, another guy, Marcus, he commented too. He said that, he said just to say that I want you to pay all of it, rather than a joint action of what she would take care of, just I want you to pay all of it. Okay, I'll pay the rent, which I'm sure it doesn't stop there. What do you plan to contribute
to, what do you plan to contribute to? As simple as that is what he says. So basically he wants to know, if you're going to tell me I got to pay for all of it, what are you going to pay for? So, I mean, it goes back to, like you said, Danny, that, you know, every relationship is different. So it just depends on, you know, what the arrangement is and, you know, how the two parties are willing to work together in order to get the main goal accomplished, which is to keep their lifestyle, you know, keep their lifestyle going and making sure that everything is covered so no lights go out, food is on the table, clothes are on the back, and, you know, a little entertainment and, you know, all the other extra stuff that goes along with that. So it's like there has to be some kind of a compromise with that, you know. Otherwise, I think that it's just like a, you know, a never-ending cycle. Okay, so in my opinion, like, if I'm making 60, she making 15, you know, if that's the situation, in my mind, I'm gonna take care of most of the things. But I'm like Marcus. I'm like, you know, you need to let me know what you're gonna take care of too, so I know that we're working together on this, and it's not just me, you know, giving. Now, of course, you know, with that type of money, if you're not making that much money, we're gonna work on some ways to either use your income to create a savings, you know, and do it that way. Maybe we can, you know, we can do that, invest in some things, you know, and do it that way, and then I cover everything. But for me to just cover everything and not know what you're gonna do, I have a problem with that. I mean, it's not about
being
like,
that's unfair.
Yeah, I don't think like being like, I don't feel like that's being like sucker free or something like that. You know what I mean? I don't look at it like that. But I mean, there are some guys out here that do that, man, and not blink an eye when doing it. I spent as a single man, I've spent time with their women that tell me about what they do. Isn't that wrong?
Sound like you need to come to my course, man. Sound like you need to come to my course, my class. My whole one out of Arizona. It's gonna be great.
What is it about?
It's about remaining sucker free. It's about getting the sucker free if you're already a sucker. And it's about how to maintain that sucker free lifestyle. I'm sorry, and, you know, I feel you with the whole savings thing, but here's the thing. If I'm making more money, wouldn't it make more sense for me to be saving as opposed to you? We can save faster under my income.
I don't
what?
Know, or it could be a sense. I mean, either way, the bills still have to get paid, though. That's the main thing, though, right?
But I'm good with numbers, kind of, sort of, to an extent. If I'm making $2,000 a week and you making $1,000 a week, and we got $1,000 worth of bills, wouldn't it make more sense for you to pay the $1,000 and let it be stacked at $2,000? That way, at the end of the year, we can both take like 6 months off and do absolutely nothing, as opposed to your $1,000 being saved. So if I'm making the most money, it makes more sense for me to be doing the saving.
I ain't going.
You ain't going?
I ain't going. No.
So you don't want to watch. Go ahead.
What?
I'm gonna say this too. A lot of women in this day and age, and you see it all over social media all the time. They think that pussy is a form of payment. They think that, oh, well, I'm in there sucking your dick and giving you ass, so I really shouldn't have to pay anything.
Like, that's really how they mind is warped right now. I'm sorry, listen, I've slept with a number of women, and none of them have been good enough for me just to say I'm taking care of everything. Fuck that.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Yes, I'm coming back up.
I've never been able to call my landlord and say, hey, so I don't have rent this month, but I'm getting some real good pussy. So that should be good enough for me to hang around for a couple of months, right? It don't work like that.
I think we're talking about a whole different bracket.
Yeah. I mean, I got three nights in a row.
I mean, that's a true statement though. And I hear you saying something under your breath, Danny, but there's a large population of women that really think like that. I know you're not one of them, and so I have the utmost respect for you because you don't think like that. But unfortunately, you have a lot of your counterparts that do think like that, and they feel like that because they're doing that, that's good enough for you to be able to do any and everything that they require. For them putting forth minimal effort. But then there's also guys that take on that role as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very true. I got a homegirl in Florida that I used to be associated with, a friend of mine, and she explained to me this concept called, and I had never heard of, dickmatized. So a lot of dudes that she fucked with were absolute losers. I mean, they didn't have jobs. They, you know, were using her to co-sign for shit, whatever. And the only reason why she was fucking with him, literally, she told me, is because the dick was so good. So you can use the same concept about me calling my landlord saying, hey, I got some head last night. Am I good on rent for the rest of the month? You can use the same thing for females, too. They can call their landlord and be like, hey, my dude got a 9-inch dick, so fuck rent this month. I just got it, so I'm good, right? None of that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't.
At the end of the day, yeah, bills still got to get paid. And relationships are supposed to be, quote-unquote, 50-50. And that's supposed to be 75, 25.
You know what?
64.
Honestly, Nas, you can't even say that. A relationship is whatever you make it.
Well, I'm making it 50-50.
Okay,
and
that's
the
relationship for you. That's a relationship for you, and that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there are those people that feel like, you know what? I want to take care of my woman, or I want to take care of my man, or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with what they want. What I will not do is put the narrative that our relationship has to look a certain way in order for everybody to be happy. That's not true.
I think so, financially, because most relationships dissolve because of financial problems.
Okay, but there are also most relationships dissolve because they shouldn't have been in a relationship in the first damn place.
I mean, that's a whole other subject. But speaking numerically,
we've deviated so far from the subject in the first place anyway. But, dude, your relationship is what you make it. You can't base it off of what somebody else's relationship is. It's how it works for you, the two of you or whoever is in there. It could be four of you. It's between whoever is in that relationship.
All I'm saying is, for me personally, I'm not going. I can't do it.
I can take
either
that.
We in this
I can
together,
take that.
And I'm talking about on every aspect. Either we in this together, and I'm talking about. It ain't even really just a financial aspect. If I'm showing you a particular kind of love, and I'm not getting that back, regardless if it be financial, emotional, or whatever the fuck the case may be, if I'm not getting that back, like everything with me is straight down the middle. If I'm not getting that back, then you need to get your suitcase together, and I'm not paying for half of your suitcase because that's your suitcase.
You are so entitled.
I mean that's a real statement. I think that another listener that chimed in. His name is Justin. He stated that he said I'm married. Me and my wife work. He said I do make more than she does. I pay all the bills except for her car note.
But if I need help, she comes in, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So basically, Nas, you're saying the same thing that Jackson was saying, is like, you know, it's a you help me, I help you type of situation. You know, where, you know, I'll take care of this, that, and the third, but also you're going to take care of your end as well. And if I do, you know, need a little assistance, then, you know, you right there to swoop in and clear that out, you know, which I think,
see,
you know,
I think we're all
saying the same thing, but in just different terms.
Well, he just conveyed it from Houston to me, because here's the thing. He's saying that he's paying all the bills, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Is he using all the lights? Is he using all the water? Is he using all the gas?
But it's his choice.
So why,
that's his choice.
But how is it supposed to be that way? I don't, like, that's confusing to me. So his choice,
that's
is
the way it's supposed to be for him.
Kind of like the team hashtag sucker.
That's your opinion.
Not hashtag sucker, but.
Right. That's what works for him. That's how it's supposed to be for him. That's what he feels it should be. The same way you feel the way you feel is the way it should be. And nothing wrong with that.
That's weird.
So he's not a sucker because he chooses to do that. He's a provider. That's what he's doing. He's providing.
No, I see. And you know what? Women have replaced the word sucker with provider in a lot of cases. I'm not saying you.
And I think that is an opinion. I think that is an opinion. If a man chooses to do that, that is his choice. It does not make him a sucker. He is providing for his family. There is nothing wrong with being a provider for your family. There are women that are providers for their families.
This is our family, right? So why am I the only one providing for our family? That makes, even in that statement right there, it makes no sense. I'm the only one providing for our family. So why are you here? What is your purpose? I can do this without you. And go on Craigslist and give me a couple of loose ones. What are you doing here? That's just like, if we get a car,
then what is your relationship based off of, period? If your relationship is based off of we paying 50-50, then shit, that's a roommate.
Yeah, that's a roommate.
That's a roommate.
So if the guy doesn't
pay
everything,
a roommate can do the same damn thing. I'm just saying, if that's your thing, what are you here for? That's a roommate. That's not a relationship. That's not someone. That's not the way you talk to somebody you love.
This conversation has really given me a massive need to take Motrin 800. I don't know where I am. So if you don't,
why?
You
because
don't
someone
pay,
else can think something different from you, and it's okay.
No, it's okay to think that way. I just, like, I don't understand how that makes you a roommate. But
you
it's
don't
our
have
family.
To understand.
That's like if we get a car, I'm paying for all the insurance, putting all the gas in it, paying for the tune-ups, paying for the oil changes, and you driving it most of the time or driving it a lot of the time or whatever, we splitting it. Ain't this our car? Why am I paying for everything? Why do I need you? I could just get rid of you and have a car and take it to wherever the fuck I want to take it.
Okay, then go cuddle with the car. Go cuddle with the car.
Hey,
go talk to the car. When you're having a problem and you're emotional and you just want somebody that you can be vulnerable with, you go be vulnerable with that car. When you want to be fucked, you go get fucked by that car.
Right, so it's a pussy thing? That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, it's a relationship thing. I didn't say, out of all the shit I said, that's the one thing that you went for.
So I could cuddle with the
car?
That's
the one thing you went for.
They're professional cuddlers out here. I can pay $49.99.
Okay, then go get one of them.
5 hours.
Okay, then go get one of them.
I would be saving money.
I would ask about a relationship.
I would be saving money if I just paid that.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Each and every time we put a lot of work into this. This is Life and Shit Radio. You can hit us up on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com. Or just Google us, type them in and spell it the same way that we spell it. That's Life and Shit, lifeandshit Google us, and you'll be able to find any of the podcasts that we have put in place. You'll be able to listen to past, previous shows. Of course, we do go live on Sundays, so if you want to catch the fresh and new things that are happening with Life and Shit, you can definitely check in and download the podcast. It's free 99. Free 99. F-R-E-E. It's free. Free 99. And you can check us out. We're all
one more for the cheap seats. One more for the cheap seats.
$3.99. You can give us a call at 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. We are talking about relationships. We've been on a relationship series, talking about all things relationships. In this particular series, we're talking about, okay, so the woman makes less than the man. The woman makes, she makes $15,000, which is not a lot of money at all. He makes $60,000, 60 G's, 60 racks, however you want to say it. He makes 60 racks. She says, you know what? We got $3,500 in bills, and I need for you to take care of that, bae. I need you to step up to the plate, bae. I need you to be a man. Step up to the plate. Take care of this for us. For us and our family. Is that wrong? Is it right? It's to your discretion on what you want to say about that. But, you know, moving on in our topic of conversation, because we don't have that much time, bro. We got a little bit of time.
We got, like, what, nine minutes left?
Not that much time. Yeah, about that. About 8 minutes, actually. So the other part of it was, it's the last month of 2017. You know, some people, you know, come up with, like, resolutions and New Year's resolutions of what they're going to do different in the new year. Oh, I want to lose weight. I'm going to lose, like, 30, 40 pounds, and I'm going to be looking good and sexy. Whatever it is, what is your relationship goal going into 2018? Are you in a strong relationship at this moment in 2017, in this last month? And if you are in a strong relationship, are you going to keep it strong? What are you going to do to keep it strong going into the new year? Or are you in a toxic relationship? Are you in one of those relationships that it's been up and down so much that you don't know what's coming up next? You don't know what's going on. You're like, okay, yeah, we'll see what happens here. Are you going to continue to not be happy and be in a relationship that drives you nuts? That's what the conversation is about. So we'll see.
That's a really good question. I don't know. Me personally, I got a couple of weeks left. How long before this, for the end of the year? Got a week left.
You got 2 weeks.
Yep, 2 weeks.
Working on a diagram, I'm a little architect right now. I have, it's like not even really like couple relationship wise. Just overall, I kind of laid out a grid of all the people that, you know, I fuck with, people that are toxic, the people that, you know, this old relationships I need to just cut off completely because they ain't no good. So it'll be some, I will say this, it'll be some shocks January the 1st. It'll be some shocks and surprises for a lot of people. For me, because I don't want to go through another year of having a circle of dumb shit floating around my planet. So that's what I'm doing.
That's real. And speaking of planets, tune into us in the next few weeks, man. We're going to have an astrologer come on, man, and, you know, kind of give us some readings and tell us what kind of stuff that we're going through in the new moon coming up. Actually, the new moon started today. So if you were manifesting anything in your life that is new, today is the day to do that. So keep tuned, stay in tune with that because it's going to be coming up real soon. We'll keep you abreast. Speaking of breast.
Ah, breast.
Boobage.
You just had to say that one, didn't you?
Speaking.
I'm sorry. I don't know. It just came out like that, but Boobage.
We were doing so well. We were doing so well.
Boobage was a topic that we came up with. It's called Free the Nip Movement. If you want to know what Free the Nip means, it's just basically that you can. We'll talk about that later, though. We'll stay on topic. But
if y'all since y'all are so in love with the nipple movement, the breast movement, you guys, I'm gonna give a shout out to somebody who's really not affiliated, but I follow him on Snapchat. His name is Imani Trey Niner, and every week they do Titty Tuesdays, and it is about the celebration of breasts in all shapes, sizes, and forms, whether they are small, whether they are large, whether they are medium, whether they have round. Big areolas, small areolas, non-existent areolas. Maybe the nipples are perkier and they don't have any nipples or whatever. It is just about the celebration of women, of boobs and women and their breasts. So if you guys know anything about that, go Snapchat, go to Imani Trey Niner. That is his Snapchat, Imani Trey Niner. And also, because I know we're probably getting out of here, I'm going to do my last shout-out. My last shout-out is going to go to Miss Juicy, one of our friendlies for Life and Shit. Miss Juicy is doing a show live on Facebook on her page. That page is JU-CEE. So you can find her on Facebook, and she and these are my babies, my love, my JBEAs, and it's just all, her and Noah, they're going to be on, and they're going to be talking about toys. Tonight is going to be about henna body art. So one of my peoples is going to be doing some painting on one of my other peoples on there, so tune in right after this show on Facebook to Miss Juicy and what's going on the Toy Talk, all right?
Yeah, man. Miss Juicy, I love me some Miss Juicy, boy.
Whew. And she'll be back on Life and Shit after the first of the year, too.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Are you serious right now?
Nip is life.
Free the nip movement,
oh,
baby.
Lord. He said nip is life. Oh, my God.
Hey, hashtag. You need to hashtag that right now. Nas. Hashtag that to your 5,000 friends or more, 10,000 friends on Facebook.
Nip is life.
Hashtag nip is life. I love it.
Wow.
That's it. We about to kick that off.
All right,
man,
so that was the last of the shout out, so we can get up out of here.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all the men and women out there that continue to keep their relationships strong, continue to work it out, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the ones that, you know, go through the storms together, cry together, you know, laugh together, get money together.
That's been together 20 years and been married 16 years. Yeah, I know.
Right. Shout out, Danny, to you and the hubby, man. Shout out to y'all. I'm pretty sure through all of it and some, and still rolling tough. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's what life is about. I think that, you know, relationships are difficult in and around themselves, you know, and it's just like, man, it's crazy how, you know, ups and downs can kind of just turn you around and flip you around and do all that type of stuff. But kudos to y'all, man. Kudos to all of those out there that are, you know, doing their thing and just trying to, you know, make life what it's supposed to be, which is happy. Yes, sir.
Oh, we got to get out of here.
Any
guys.
Shout-outs, Nas? Any shout outs now?
Shout out to the nips. Shout out to the nips, man. You know, everybody except for them big areolas. I don't do those. No big areolas.
Nah.
Good on that.
You know what? I prefer the ones with the long ones. Like the long.
That has been Life and Shit Radio. Tune in next week when we will be talking about more nips and all of that good crap. So, yeah. Are we about ready to go, guys?
And we appreciate y'all. Tune in next week. Same bat channel, same bat station.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.